perform muraqabah, meditation. In other words, do and perform the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. Now if we look at muraqabah, related to all of those asbaq, those lessons, grades, levels that in this school, in the order the Shaykh gives to his student. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, that student, now a student is the person who, the individual who, for the sake of Allah's qurb, he's seeking Allah's nearness, closeness, and he's seeking Allah's love. In reality, the whole of tazkiyah, the whole of the process of purification of the inner self and cleaning the nafs, ego from desires, its summary, you could say, its whole essence of tazkiyah is just one. In tasawwuf, in tazkiyah, to embark on tazkiyah, tasawwuf, which is fardain, which is compulsory for every individual Muslim, without tazkiyah, deen is not complete. Without tazkiyah, your deen, your faith is not complete, until and unless the individual does not perform his islah. He doesn't improve or rectify himself. So, to summarize all the words related to this, the essence of tazkiyah is just one thing. It's just one thing. And definitely understand this point. Definitely understand this. But the essence of it, of tazkiyah, is to attain Allah's love. To attain Allah's love. That's it. There's no other objective or purpose of this. So to acquire this, to do this, through tazkiyah, we need to attain Allah's love. In other words, in our heart, Allah Ta'ala's love should be generated and developed. Just like, for example, the love of the world, dunya, comes inside us. Yes? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically, apparently in the dunya, visibly we can see, there are attractions that are scattered all around in the world that pull on our heart, that attract our heart. And this is our test. This is our challenge. We, for the sake of the love of the world, we get lost. We get lost in the love of the world. We get immersed in it, absorbed. And inside the human being, it becomes like second nature. Yeah? And he considers it's lazim, it's essential for me to get that thing that I love or I like. In other words, there are many things around us which a human being has no need of. He has no requirement for those things. But due to having love for those things, attraction, then to attain those things, he carries out lawful and unlawful actions and efforts, despite the fact that he doesn't have a need for those things. He doesn't need them. Even if he doesn't acquire that in his life, he can still pass his time nicely. But because he's got love for that thing, and an attraction and a pull, and due to that pull, that love, he tries to attain that thing he wants. And this equals dunya. This equals the world. What do we need to do? Is that this is the wrong path that shaitan shows us. What we need to do is that instead of, in place of the love of dunya, we need to generate and develop the love of Allah. And that's the meaning of it. That's all. Is that instead of the love of dunya, Allah Ta'ala's love should come in place of that. What will happen then is that just like when the love of the world comes inside us, and to get those things in the world, we leave our deen, we leave our faith, and we work hard to acquire worldly things, we get distressed, we get stressed out, we cry, we get anxious, and scared. In other words, we are ready to anything to acquire the love of the things of the world. So when the love of Allah will come in place of that, then that love of Allah to us, subhanAllah, glory be to Allah, that it will make us ready, prepared to obey every word of Allah, every order of Allah, to attain everything in the deen, we will be ready. Whatever order, instruction, ahkam comes from Allah, our spiritually and physically, our heart, we will be ready and prepared to accept it. The reason why we don't do this is because we don't have love. Because love it enables a person to do all actions. It's love that enables a person to do all actions. For example, just test, if you have love for someone, you've experienced it. If you have love for somebody, and when you have love for somebody, you'll be ready to do everything for that person, that individual. For this reason, in the murid, the student, the first factor that Allah Ta'ala instills and that you should acquire is love. This is the journey of love. That student who does not have love for his sheikh, and then his journey hasn't even started. It hasn't even begun. The journey hasn't even begun. Yes, so first of all, first and foremost, we need to acquire that love. And the first step of love, in that journey of love, is the sheikh, the teacher. And this should become natural for us, that love. It shouldn't be artificial. Shouldn't be fake. Should be genuine. And Allah Ta'ala gives that genuine love. Allah will. So this is the love that the student, he has for the sheikh, and it strengthens that relationship with the teacher. And as this love develops, increases and continues, then it gets converted more into the love of Allah. And we need Allah's love. So when that love is transferred into the love of Allah, then that servant of Allah, the student, is ready to obey every order of Allah's. What is the most valuable thing we have? What is it? It's our own life. And even we will utilize our life, we will assign our life towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We consider it a minor. We'll be able to give up everything in the journey of Allah ta'ala's love. So there's just one thing that generates love. There's only one thing. So tasawwuf, tazkiyah, is the name of love. It equals love. Remember this. And the sign of it, the sign that is Allah's love coming to me, am I developing, is a brilliant sign to measure it. That if you start to obey Allah's orders, ahkamah, that just as Allah is saying we are doing, then alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, there's a guarantee, you've got the certificate that you have now the love of Allah. You have the love of Allah. And there's no other way to measure the love of Allah. Or if this happens, or if this occurrence happens, or if the student starts to feel that he's unique and he has unique circumstances, or you can see he has kashf or sort of visions, dreams. This is nothing at all. These are not signs. Rather, shaitan, he makes a person do these things or experience these things. Remember this. Remember this. Without love, if you have these feelings, emotions, then that is shaitan. He will show you dreams. He will show you paradise. He will show you that you're pious and you're better than others. And he'll put that into your heart, the feeling that I'm pious. No, there's only one sign. That in whose heart there's love of Allah, then he will be ready to obey every order of Allah. Everything becomes easy and smooth for him to practice. This is the essence of tasawwuf, of tazkiyah, of purification and improvement. So muraqabah is a form of dhikr, meditation. And so when we sit in muraqabah, then our full attention should be just this towards Allah, that in our heart, that may the love of Allah come into my heart. Allah has made this very easy for us to do, actually, yeah? So to implement this, Allah has made it very easy. Look, a massive target, isn't it? But Allah has made it easy to acquire Allah's love. Very easy. And how is that? Allah says, that my servant, when he recites my name, Allah says, then my love will go into him. Allah has put His love in His own name, in His remembrance. Remember this. Remember this. That's why in the whole Quran, Allah has mentioned and instructed us that repeat my name, do the dhikr of my name, remember my name. The more you remember my name, Allah says, the more in your heart the love of Allah will be generated and developed. And this is the reason that Allah, to attain Allah's love, we adopt this means. We use this means. Allah hasn't restricted it, put a limit. Allah says, do kathir my dhikr, so you can get immense love of Allah. So when we see that we are lacking in something, we are slow in something, we feel weakness, and Allah's ahkamat, we're not implementing them properly, Allah's orders. For example, I'm lazy in salah, or I can't wake up, my eyes don't open to get from the mosque, I can't wake up. These are all signs of the lack of Allah inside us. Remember this. And in comparison to that, we are absorbed and attracted to the love of dunya. And instead of Allah's love, we see that we do dhikr also. And even after doing dhikr, there's a lot of attraction and focus on the world, a lot of love for the world. I'm always thinking about dunya things, worldly things. I'm focusing on that, paying attention to the world, and I'm weak in my practice. In my mu'amalat, I just do the lessons I've been given to the bare minimum. I count this much, I just do this much. This is not mu'amalat. Then consider that you are weak. My Hazrat Sahib, rahimahullah, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that there's still requirement for more hard work. What hard work? You need to do more dhikr. You need to do more dhikr, he said. So, dhikr, the mashayikh, the teachers, when they prescribe dhikr to their student, they do 12,000 of this in the day, or during the day on your heart, do 3,000 quantity or 2,000 quantity of this practice. Then this is a lower limit, a bare minimum, that this much you must definitely do. But you can do more than this. Yes, and that's depending on you and your circumstances, your condition. That if you as an individual are feeling lacking something, there's a gap, you can't eliminate the sins from yourself, whatever sin there is, and you can't eliminate the sin from yourself, you want to leave the sins, but the sins aren't finishing. What's the cure for this? Allah Ta'ala's love is the cure, that's it. Yes, the cure for you can't leave the sins is the love of Allah. And if you have a low level of Allah's love, that's why you're doing sins. So to get Allah's love, what do we need to do? Is a lot of dhikr. High quantity dhikr. Extend your dhikr. Increase your dhikr. Spend more time on dhikr. Alhamdulillah. Allah wants that you do my dhikr more. This is the cure. Dhikrullah, I am telling you this. There's only wahid, one cure for all of this. Apart from this, there's no other cure at our disposal that we have, that we know. No angel will come to you and help you finishing off the sins. Nobody will save you from the use of the eye incorrectly. Nobody can save you from lying. No angel will come. This is our test. Allah's given us a clue. Allah's given us a tool. That when you have an attractions towards the sins and you can't leave the sins, there's no point crying, Hazrat, my teacher, can't leave the sins. What shall I do? I'm upset. We go opposite. In the wrong direction. We can't leave the sins. We shun dhikr. We disregard dhikr. We leave the gatherings of dhikr. We are opposite, because shaitan drives us down that U-turn road, makes us lose hope. Rather, we should work harder in that instance. We should work harder, make more effort. We should go in that direction, positive. I'm lacking good things, I need to work harder. Yes, so be careful of this point. This is a very dangerous delusion and deception of shaitan in this path, in this journey. That, oh, if you're lazy, negligent. Negligence, laziness is not in the habit of a human being. Oh, due to old age, I'm a bit lazy. No, this is not the case at all. Whoever has the love of Allah, he has no weakness whatsoever. He feels no weakness. Where will he feel sleepy? Where will he want to sleep? He has a constant concern and fikr that, oh, I need to go and meet my beloved. My Lord, how will he fall asleep or feel sleepy? So these are all signs of our weakness, and the cure for this is do dhikr in abundance, a lot. And the bare minimum that you've been given, do that. That's essential, but you can extend it beyond that according to your individual circumstances. You can make an analysis yourself. Remember this. One is the analysis that the sheikh does of the student, and the student should do his ongoing analysis. How am I? Where am I? What shall I do? The human being is full of sins. There's a need for a lot of effort, hard work during the life. A lot of hard work. Every sin needs to be left, my friends. There are big punishments due to the sins. Big barriers to come. So if a person passes away and leaves like this, he'll be in a very bad situation. So work hard here. That will be beneficial for us. Take hold of dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah, firmly, constantly, and be regular and punctual in doing dhikrullah. Whenever you want to leave a sin, you want to improve your circumstances within, then there's only one solution, and that is dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. Grab hold of dhikr firmly, strongly. May Allah Ta'ala give to all of us the tawfiq ability to do this. Perform muraqabah now. Remember Allah in your heart. And focus your heart completely towards Allah. And the Ismi Mubarak, the blessed name of Allah. Say His name consciously. Engross that whilst you're doing dhikr, while you're doing dhikr. So you should start in a conscious state, but while you're doing dhikr, if your consciousness goes, then even then consider that you are conscious. Yes, during dhikr, a person does get engrossed, he does get absorbed, but he's still in dhikr. But when you start, then you should be conscious, alert, aware. You shouldn't be overwhelmed by sleep, and you should be alert, completely start dhikr in this way. And be grateful to Allah that this is a great treasure and gift of Allah. And whilst you're doing dhikr, say, Allah, 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 Allah. Keep saying this, that's it. And then when you get engrossed, absorbed, even then you're in the state of dhikr and you are doing dhikr. Praise be to Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.